wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High, freedom, justice, and equality. And so this heel, thou shalt bruise the heel, talking to the wicked ruling class and ruling families under the symbol of the serpent. Now the word heel is a cave, 6119, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means heel, rear, footprint, hinder part, hoof, rear of a troop, footstep. Now the word troop here is interesting because I believe it means, has to do with, soldiers, a group of soldiers. See, this is so interesting. It's causing me to understand that we, the poor working class masses of people, and especially we who understand this message, we are the soldiers. Watch this. Wow, wow, wow. We are the soldiers for the Most High. We are they who must carry this message international and defend the oppressed masses international as an army of life, an army who fights on behalf of life and existing for all. We must know that we are in a war, a fight with the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We want to win this fight by first extracting their thought process and mentality out of our minds, out of our construct, our structure. And then we, with like-minded men and women all over the earth, will be able to extract that wicked thought process of the wicked ruling class out of this earth. And so this word is also rooted in another word, 6117, Ahav, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means to supplant, to circumvent, to take by the heel, to follow at the heel, to assail insidiously. Let me hit that word assail right quick. To attack at the heel. But the word assail is defined as a violent attack on. So the wicked ruling class are attacking us with violent blows, a violent attack through the wicked system, through warfare, through bloodshed, through death, through hell, through destruction. My minister Louis Farrakhan preached just yesterday on the nationofislam.org, The Time and What Must Be Done, September 21, 2013, how the official policy of the government of the United States of North America is to produce death for the human family, death for the oppressed masses, death for the poor working class masses through water, through food, through control over every facet of our lives. This is what the scripture is teaching us. The word supplant has to do with overthrow. The word supplant is defined as supersede and replace. And so look, this is the point I want to make. We, let me quote, paraphrase some scripture. Psalm 8 teaches us that mankind was created lower than the angels to rule this creation. This is who you are, who I am, who we are. We are rulers. We are supposed to rule this creation on behalf of the Most High. Psalm 82, verse 6 teaches us that all of us are gods and goddesses, Elohim, children of the Most High. The wicked ruling class and ruling families want to replace that reality. They want to supersede that reality. They want to negate that reality. They want to keep us from understanding that is the reality. So this system goes into our minds and begins to control our minds and our brains because they feed us information that causes us not to understand our identity. Jeremiah 1 and 5 teaches us that before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, we had relationship. We knew the Most High Yahweh Yahuwah. We knew the principles and characteristics of life and existing for all. This is before you were in the wombs of your mothers. This is before conception. Africa, Africans, African scientists taught that in time immemorial, before our earth realm existence, we existed and lived with the Most High, had communion with the Most High, had relationship with the Most High. And in that time, we asked the Most High for a body to be prepared for us, that we may come into the earth realm and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And this is backed up by the book of Hebrews, which teaches that Christ and man, meaning man and woman, mankind, we are the glory of God, the glory of the Most High. And we were given a body prepared for us that we may come into the earth realm and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. The Hebrew scripture, book of Hebrews, teaches us about the Sabbath. And when we research the word Sabbath, we come to understand that Sabbath means rest. Rest from debt, rest from debt slavery, return of land, wealth and resources back to the original owner. Look at all the original peoples of the earth who have been displaced and disconnected from their land, their wealth, and their resources. This is what we were put in the earth realm to do. And so the wicked ruling class and ruling families are working night and day to supplant us, to overthrow us, to displace us, to be that they may continue to be the ruler in this earth realm. But you and I, from time, long time immemorial, were prophesied to come into the earth realm and rule this creation, rule this universe. And so this teaching is to remind us of our oath to the Most High, remind us of our promise to the Most High that we would absolutely come into the earth realm and rule in the earth realm. I want to try to skip to this next Sunday school lesson that we had for September 22nd, 2013, an everlasting covenant taken from Genesis chapter 9. They begin at verse 8 in chapter 9 with this Sunday school lesson. And what we have here, sisters and brothers, is the flood narrative. But we want to begin with the original narrative that this comes from. Asherah Quasi, Judaism, stolen religion from Africa, part 1 and part 2. I believe in part 2. He begins to give us the original narrative concerning the flood. Brother Asherah Quasi. And remember now, the African Hebrews are Egyptian, original Egyptian, not the slave master Hyksos, that were not Egyptian African at all, but these were they who invaded from Europe and enslaved our African Hebrew, African Kemet, African Egyptian ancestors. The African Hebrews in Amos 9 and 7, it says, you're the children of Ethiopia. The records of Egypt tell us that they came from Ethiopia. So Ethiopia is the mother and father of the African Egyptians and the African Hebrews. So the African Hebrews, African Egyptians, African Ethiopians, Dogon, Nubians, these are Sudan, Twa, these are one African people, our ancestors. So the African Hebrews, when they reproduce, or when they produce the Hebrew religion, culture, lifestyle, that's a reproduction of the ancient African Kemet, African Egyptian religion, culture, lifestyle, which is a transference from Africa, Ethiopia, Nubia, Sudan, Twa. So when we read these scriptures, these are reproductions of African, Egyptian Kemet scriptures. So in Africa, Egypt, Kemet, we had Ra. This is Ashurquasi speaking to us, Judaism, Stolen Religion, Part 1 and 2. We had Ra, the Most High, personified as Ra. The Most High, the hidden and unseen Amenet, Amen, the father, Amenet, the mother, personified in the physical son called Ra, the male, and Ra'it, the female. So, the sun representing light and knowledge and wisdom and life and vegetation and photosynthesis. You know, the whole process of life, the sun rays coming into the earth realm, producing heat and light and photosynthesis and plants growing, all of that. So Ra says, look, mankind is wicked. Mankind is evil. I'm going to send Hathor. And Hathor, the goddess, one of the goddesses, children of the Most High, was to flush out mankind through her menstrual cycle. This is such heavy symbolism. The universe, how could you, this is not like a literal thing, this is symbolism. How could you flush out the whole of humankind with your menstrual cycle? This is symbolic of the universe in the feminine construct. The universe, the creation seen from the feminine side. Human family doing all manner of wickedness. Human family, nothing but ideas of death, hell, destruction. So it's like a woman giving birth to a seed that is wicked and wanting to abort that life. Now, we don't agree with abortion in the literal physical sense, but we're talking symbolism. So just like an egg that is unfertilized passes on through the physical structure of the woman through the menstrual cycle, the flushing of the system through the blood, through the moving of the blood through the vaginal tract, flushing out this egg that is useless. And remember, we talked about the system as being useless and the serpent crawling on the belly, eating dirt, trash, rubbish, refuse, useless, waste. And so this system is useless and waste, and mankind thinking and acting on that which is useless and waste. And what do? You wash away that which is waste. In your physical structure, when you have a constitution, we are flushing our bodies out from the waste product. That which we have eaten that cannot be used by the physical structure is flushed out of our system. And so Ra has Hathor, and she flushes mankind out, away of the universe, out of the universe, out of the earth through her menstrual cycle. But Ra then says, oh man, you know what? Mankind can do good deeds. So let me instruct those who have not been flushed out, let me instruct the men and women to, I believe, ingest a red dye so that when Hathor came to flush you out through her menstrual cycle, the blood in her menstrual cycle, she would think that she had already flushed you out because of seeing the red dye. And that preserved the life of those who were left behind, that they, men and women, may clean up and be righteous. Now, there are a couple of narratives here, sisters and brothers. You have the narrative of the flood here, but it's a flood of blood through the menstrual cycle. But with the red dye, it reminds me of the children of Israel facing the death angel, putting blood on the posts of their homes so that the death angel would pass over those who had the red blood on the posts of their homes, which is teaching us that we must guard our hearts, guard our construct, guard the human family. And blood does not only mean death, but blood means life. It's the blood that holds the life of physical beings. And so we must live a life that we may be protected from death. And so, sisters and brothers, this is the origin of the flood story. Originally, Ra instructing Hathor to flood men and women out of earth with her menstrual cycle, flood of blood. But here we have it as a flood of water. And so, sisters and brothers, in this lesson or in this scripture, we see that mankind has become totally wicked and evil. That serpent, that wicked ruling class and ruling families, is wickedly inspiring men and women to go after evil, go after Satan, go after devil, go after wickedness, go after death, hell, and destruction. It's worse today. Politicians being used to woo the masses of the people to go after death, go after hell, go after destruction. And so when we pick up the lesson here, verse 1, and God here is the Elohim, gods and goddesses, blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. This is our command. And the word Noah is Noach 5146, and it is defined as rest from, and we are able to understand, oh, and the root is 5118, resting place. And so we are to become a resting place. We are to become the people that will give rest to the earth, rest to the universe, rest to creation, rest to the poor working class masses of people, rest from death, hell, and destruction, so that we may be fruitful, multiply, and replenish this earth. 4390, replenish, male, to be full, abundance, to consecrate, feel the hand, to be full, to be accomplished, satisfy, to be complete. And so this system does nothing but deplete the universe, deplete the earth, deplete or rob the earth of resources, rob the people of resources. But this word, replenish, is you're giving back. We're giving, we're expanding, we're multiplying. See, they talk about austerity. Let me hit this current event right quick. The system is telling us, retract, contract, go without, not enough for you. Everything for the wealthy, everything for the wicked ruling class, nothing for the poor working class masses of people. So they, in Congress, voted to cut back on food stamps. Let me try to find my notes here so I can kind of quote what Congress is doing that is against what the Most High has commanded. House GOP passes food stamp cuts. On Thursday, the House Republicans passed sweeping cuts to the nation's food stamp program, reducing spending by $40 billion over 10 years and imposing new work requirements. The Congressional Budget Office says the measure would strip nearly 4 million people of food stamp benefits starting next year. The Most High, God and Goddess, Father and Mother, Yahweh, Yahuwah, through the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, through our righteous leaders, say you do not cut the people. You do not take all the wealth, give it to the wealthy, wicked ruling class and ruling families, rob the people of their wealth, rob the people of their resources, rob the people of living wage job, then turn around and take away those programs that are only in place so that people don't die and starve in the streets. I saw on TV, CNN, I think it was, a woman, she was a black woman, and this gets into race and how they promote food stamps as only black people, when most of they who are on food stamps and these other programs are white people or Caucasian people, because black people are only 12%, 11% of the population of the United States of North America. Latinos are what, 15%? So how could it be that we are they who are greater in percentage on food stamps and these programs when Europeans yet outnumber us percentage-wise? So the Republican Party, most Republicans are poor working class white people, but they vote in the Republican Party to their own detriment and then look down at they who are on food stamps as if it is not Caucasians who are mostly by percentage on these programs. See how serpent subtle, see how beguiled, see how the wicked ruling class and ruling families use politicians to beguile us like a serpent, subtle. And so the black woman that I saw, she is a worker. Her husband works, but the jobs they hold are not living wage jobs. The work program that has been set up by the Republican Party are punk jobs, low wage jobs. And so this is a dead end. This is not replenish. This is take from. Take from the people. Take from the earth. The Native Americans and the African indigenous peoples, we took what we needed from the earth and gave back to Mother Earth. We, among each other, extracted from each other what we needed and we gave to each other. Give and take. Replenish the earth. Replenish the people. Replenish the land. Replenish, replenish the mind, replenish the spirit, replenish the soul. The system takes and takes and takes and takes, but the command from the Most High is multiply and replenish, replenish, replenish. Verse 2, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Now my brain, because I just had this lesson teaching about the wicked ruling class and teaching about their system as a beast system. And we're talking here about the masses having power to rule over the animals, the beast of the earth. And this is causing me to think about the fact that we were put here to rule, but the wicked beast system, the wicked serpents, the wicked ruling class and ruling families have supplanted our rule. And is the Most High telling us, strike out at the head of the serpent, strike out at the beast system, become the ruler, not to rule like a beast, not to rule like an evil one, but we become rulers and we turn the system around. It says here in verse 3, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Whereas is death in this system, no meat to eat, no food to eat. That which is given to us is poisoned, full of death and disease. We now given the power to rule and turn it around so that the meat and the herbs and the food is clean. The word meat is food, eating, devouring, consuming, in fire. How this is talking about how we cook our food. And it says of judgment. You see, my brain is saying, look, we are supposed to be the ruler, but we have been supplanted. And now it is time for the judgment of the Most High on this beast system. And it is time now for we who have been supplanted and overthrown by the wicked ruling class, it is time for us to be that instrument of judgment, that instrument of fire on Babylon, fire on Rome, fire on the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And it is now time that we consume this system and destroy this system and create the new system of the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Can we see what we're saying? Can we see what we are coming to understand? Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.